The key to Dr. LaBerge's technique, which he called mnemonic induction of lucid dreaming, or MILD, was that after you wake up naturally from a dream, which might be in the middle of the night, you say internally, "Next time I'm dreaming, I want to remember to recognize that I'm dreaming," as you fall back asleep. At the same time, you review the dream in your mind, but then change the ending by imagining yourself becoming lucid, realizing that you're actually living, walking, and breathing in a dream. LaBerge also said the best way to tell if you were in fact dreaming was to simply look at something, look away from it, and then look back again. In dreams, the before and the after view will always be different enough that you can easily spot the changes. I did not succeed right away when I began practicing Dr. LaBerge's techniques, but I kept on trying and eventually struck gold. In a lucid dream, you can fly, levitate objects, walk through walls, and manifest anything you want to see or experience. Even change your entire environment with the snap of a finger. I remember one time I was in a department store, and I levitated a whole series of big gray plastic garbage cans and started orbiting them around each other like a little solar system. Everyone in the store stood there in awe. Some were even moved to tears. The experience is so fantastic and awe-inspiring that if you haven't actually done it yet, there really are no words to describe it. However, Dr. LaBerge cites a great quote from Hugh Calloway's report of a lucid dream he had in 1902 at age 16, which began his research into consciousness. "Then the solution flashed upon me. Though this glorious summer morning seemed as real could be, I was dreaming. With the realization of this fact, the quality of the dream changed in a manner very difficult to convey to one who has not had this experience. Instantly, the vividness of life increased 100-fold. Never had sea and sky and trees shone with such glamorous beauty. Even the commonplace houses seemed alive and mystically beautiful. Never had I felt so absolutely well, so clear-brained, so inexpressibly free. The sensation was exquisite beyond words, but it lasted only a few minutes and I awoke." Indeed, many of Dr. LaBerge's own participants ended up concluding that they had never really been awake before. This may be what will happen to you when you experience a direct awareness of the source field and your greater identity within it for the first time in your conscious waking life. And of course, no drugs or occult rituals are required to do this, just a consistent effort to practice Dr. LaBerge's technique. In one particularly fantastic lucid dream, I was soaring high over the treetops, gliding through impossibly vibrant colors in the sky, and connecting with a gorgeous woman who kept appearing along the way. I desperately wanted to write down everything that was happening to me, as I knew I would probably forget most of it otherwise. So I took a break, landed on solid ground, and manifested a pen in my right hand and a notebook in my left. In my dreaming trance, I somehow hoped, or believed, that I could bring the notebook back through with me, and it would show up there next to me in bed. I frantically scribbled down what was going on. Eventually, I went back and read my notes, but they were all in French. I had studied French in high school, but I was nowhere near good enough to have written anything like this. And yet I absolutely knew that everything was written properly. I could read it back out loud, and I knew exactly what I was saying. My thoughts still felt the same, but now they were coming out in French. I could speak to anyone in French at any speed, and I knew it would be perfect. It was very, very strange. When I woke up, the papers were gone, of course, and my French was no better than usual. But what if, I wondered, what if I could somehow bring that new ability back through the veil of dreaming? In 2007, an 18-year-old Czech motorcycle racer named Matěj Kus got knocked out in an accident. Before the crash, he only knew the most basic phrases in English. But after he woke up, he was speaking perfect, fluent English with the paramedics. Peter Waite, the promoter for the Berwick Bandits, his racing team, was quite surprised. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. It was in a really clear English accent. No dialect or anything. Whatever happened in the crash must have rearranged things in his head. Before his crash, Matier's use of the English language was broken, to put it mildly. Yet here we were at the ambulance door listening to Matěj talking to the medical staff in perfect English. He didn't have a clue who or where he was when he came round. He didn't even know he was Czech. Sadly, Kus quickly lost the new ability and could not remember anything that happened during the accident nor for the next 2 days afterward, just as if he had been in a hypnotic trance. This was not the only case, however. On April 12, 2010, the UK Telegraph featured the story of a Croatian girl who awoke from a coma speaking fluent German, even though she'd only just started studying it in school, and she no longer could speak her own native Croatian. Psychiatrist Dr. Miho Milas explained his view on this intriguing phenomenon. In earlier times, this would have been referred to as a miracle. We prefer to think that there must be a logical explanation. It's just that we haven't found it yet. There are references to cases where people who have been seriously ill, and perhaps in a coma, have woken up being able to speak other languages, sometimes even the biblical languages, such as that spoken in Old Babylon or Egypt.